When you think about absolutely great exhibition shooting and now called extreme shooting, you've got a guy out there right now that's just raising the bar, and that's Patrick Flanagan. And Patrick, welcome to the program.
Thanks, buddy. How you doing, Terry?
I am doing great, and I got the opportunity to see you at the SHOT Show, of course, and a nice award was given to you, being able to break 8 clay pigeons, or no, let me take that back. How about 11? We went 8, 9, but no, 11. 11 clay pigeons. With one throw up, one job.
Right, the 11 clay pigeons, all thrown by hand, individually shot from the shoulder, and I was awarded for the 9 clay pigeons individually shot from the hip.
Well, you know, I was trying to really kind of put you up to this, because when I knew if I said 8, I was going to immediately get some sort of reaction, because, you know, that's anybody can do 8, right?
Well, possible. But when you said 8, I'm going, this guy doesn't have a clue about me right now.
No, I knew that all along. I was just testing you to see if you were going to say, if you were going to brag or not. And, you know, knowing you and knowing what you're doing here, you don't have to brag. Because I think it was one of the Major League Baseball players back in the 30s said, if you can do it, it's not bragging.
Exactly.
Well, I can tell you that's what the deal is with you. Now, tell me a little bit how you got started and give our listeners an opportunity to kind of figure out a little bit about Patrick Flanagan.
Okay, well, I'll make it short and sweet. I was about 16 years old. Happened to catch a live exhibition shooting show. Basically, that's where my interest had sparked, and I went out and pursued it from about that age on, not as heavily then as I did back in my early 20s when I kind of set my plan into action to make this a professional career, turn a passion into a career, basically. But basically, it all started with just seeing a live exhibition show, going out, trying some of the routines myself, challenging myself a little bit, to some of these routines, and then in my early 20s, realizing that I was capable of doing some of these things and doing some of these routines better than the individual that was doing them at the time.
Well, you know, you're now a grand old age of 28 and have, you know, had some years under your belt here. You talk like you're an old guy, but you're really not. But, you know, if you look, Patrick, one thing I think it comes to mind is people look at this and they look at it much like they do golf. Oh, right. You know, you're just a trick shooter guy. You get to go travel the country. It's no big deal. But they don't have any idea about the practice that you put in here.
Right. I shoot 115,000 rounds a year. And probably a little bit more than that. That's the number I'm sticking with. It's easy to remember. About 115,000 rounds a year, and I travel all over the world, and people always say to me, you know, poor you, so sad to hear that you've got to go out and shoot all the time and that your work really is to practice, which involves shooting. And until you've actually tried to pull the trigger that many times and then to throw those targets that many times, until you really tried to do that, you can't get the respect or gain the respect for how hard and how difficult and how physically exhausting it can be just to practice. And that doesn't include then the actual performances of over 100 shows a year. So it is a lot of work. It's tough.
Well, you know, you think about this, and I think most folks that do, you know, use a shotgun and go out and hunt and some of those kind of things, on a typical day you may shoot a box of shells, let's say. And so you go out, and now you're doing that just to get warmed up. I mean, you're looking at a box of shells to maybe just get the gun heated up so you can hit something with it, you know? And I mean, it's amazing to me to think about the repetition and how many times you've had to do some of the tricks that you do before you were able to perfect them.
Oh, you know, with the world record of 11 clay targets, prime example. I've tried that. I have tried and attempted that world record probably somewhere between 15 and 16,000 times. How many times I've picked up slightly over 3 pounds of clay targets, 11 clay targets, and threw them up in the air and tried to do it in practice. And I have done it successfully 9 times. So, I mean, it's just an example of how much work and repetition there is behind just one routine that lasts a second and a half.
Well, you brought up a great point there. You know, you're talking about a lot of weight just to throw those targets, but then you have to be able to get the gun up and be able to hit them before they hit the ground. Now, the record prior to your breaking this new one was 9, right?
Right.
Tell me about how you saw that, and did you see this that event happen, or did you see it on tape, or how did you know that the 9 was the record?
The 9 clay targets from the hip, actually, I created a hip roll record 2 years ago. For shooting 5 clay targets from the hip. I was trying to start doing my own records and creating my own records to help evolve this sport. The most popular record at the time was obviously the one that I had broken then for the 11 from the shoulder. So I went out, I set this and created this record, 5 clay targets, individually shot off from the hip. And about a year later, went out and did 8. And then a month after the 8, got bored and decided I wanted to do 9 to give it just that much more credibility to that particular record. So that record itself was actually created by myself, and it's becoming very popular. A lot of the other exhibition shooters are out right now trying to break that record and giving it all sorts of attention. So that record is actually made up by myself and certified by the NRA and my sponsors.
Well, I think that's really neat. You know, Winchester, of course, very, very integral in what you do each and every day. But I want to make sure that we mention something I think is very important here is how involved you are in safety, number one, but youth projects as well.
Right. My biggest enjoyment in doing all of this is to work with the youth, to promote a safe message to the youth, but to get personally involved with the Boys and Girls Clubs, to do stuff with the Boy Scouts of America, to encourage these kids to pick up, you know, a shooting sport or to get themselves out into the outdoors and to go on a hunt, to go on a hike. I've had the opportunity to go way back even before I was sponsored doing this to work in youth ministry through my local church and get involved in youth. And I worked in the outdoor side of it, taking kids out trap shooting, skeet shooting, sporting clays. And that's huge to me because they are the future of the shooting sports. And without them, I wouldn't have a job. So that is why I evolved the name of exhibition shooting to the extreme sports shooting to give it more of that youthful, postmodern type of an accent to what I'm doing. But we're doing all sorts of different things. My sponsors, Winchester, we're all aboard doing some stuff for Hunter's Education. And every year we're just trying to do more to get the youth involved, get their interest, and show them a safe and fun way to enjoy the shooting sports.
You know, Patrick, it's kind of funny. You know, people talk about sports in many different ways. And one of the things, if it's exciting to go to, if it's exciting to see, if it's exciting to participate in, more people will get involved. So you've also brought pyrotechnics. You're doing all kinds of stuff with music. You've got all kinds of stuff that's going on for you to make it so kids want to get involved. And so it's fun to go and see what you do.
Right. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm utilizing all of my talents. In my extreme sport shooting shows, it's not just about shooting. It's about entertainment. I've been a musician for 20 years. I've been involved in music before, right around the same time, actually, I started shooting a gun. So I incorporate the music into the shows. Some of my shows coming up in 2007, we're going to have live bands playing during some of my shooting routines. The pyrotechnics just plays into the excitement, entertainment part of it. I got a pyrotechnic sponsor. GatlingGuns.com. They make up all sorts of explosions and stuff I use in my shows. And basically, I'm utilizing my talent, what I see as being fun and exciting. You're not just coming to see a guy shoot guns. You're coming to be entertained. We're going to have fun. I basically am putting on a 45-minute to an hour party at my shows. And if you walk out of there and you are bored after seeing my show, please tell me. I got to change something.
Well, you know, in the short period of time I've known you, you know, I don't see how anybody can be bored being around you, number one. You've got high energy, you know, you're excited about what you do. You talked about passion. You know, that's one of the things that make things work for people is that passion, and you exude that.
Right. When I do something, and I'm very passionate about doing something, whether it be the shooting, the music, or other hobbies in my life, I give it everything. And a lot of times parents come up to me and say to me, you know, hey, I've got a child that's a great shooter, you know, and or the child themselves comes up to me, or a teenager, or anybody, adults that come up to me and say, I'm great at doing this, I'm this and that. You know, and I try to tell them, I say, listen, you know, this all starts with not just having a talent, you know, but having that gift and having the passion to want it bad enough, you know, to make it happen. It's hard to, I guess, to define that word, passion, but for me, I slept and I dreamt and every second of my day, you know, I was thinking about shooting, thinking about being extreme sports shooter, Patrick Flanagan, having these sponsors. And I made a plan. I put a plan into action. I said, you know, I'm going to go out. I'm going to follow the passion. I'm going to make it happen. And that's how I was passionate, I guess, about what I did.
Well, it's realizing a dream, and there's no question you're doing that. And, you know, you're getting ready. You're going to head out west to go to South Dakota. Then you've got a couple of other trips to make. But you're going to have a full year again in 2007. And folks will, you know, if you get the opportunity, go see Patrick shoot this thing. I'm telling you, this thing's amazing. I've seen the film footage. It's going to be a fun year for you, Patrick.
I'm looking forward to it, man. We're going to be all over the world. So catch us somewhere. And the best the best thing I can say, if you want to catch a show, is go to my webpage, patrickflanagan.com, and click on the show schedule. And I'm sure we'll probably be at least somewhat close to where the majority of our listeners are.
Well, you can be guaranteed that this guy's got your phone number now. And I'm going to call you. We're going to check in with you, see how things are going on, see if you've broken any new records, you know, talk about anything you wish to talk about, and kind of keep up with you this year.
That's awesome. I appreciate that.
Well, Patrick, thanks a lot for being with us at Shotgun Fan Radio, and we look forward to great things ahead for you.
Hey, thanks, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Shotgun Fan Radio.